The title of this program, Last Consignment, is inspired by the sad news that under the new import restrictions, gramophone records from the United States are listed as prohibited imports, and we shall no longer be able to supplement our programs with an occasional new disc. In view of this, tonight's presentation will consist entirely of numbers which have been recorded in the past few months and which have just come to hand in the last shipment we can receive until the lifting of the restrictions. Incidentally, we must extend our grateful thanks to a certain Mr. D.R., whose great assistance was largely responsible for getting this last consignment through customs for us. Now, as well as providing an interesting program for you listeners by such a presentation, we can gain some idea of the trend of contemporary jazz in its homeland. We shall not comment much on the records apart from giving necessary personnel data, but in the mere listening to these records you will, we hope, realise that jazz is very far from dead, as is held by a certain school of thought, and amongst the great mass of weeds of degenerate swing, there still blossoms plenty of genuine jazz, if only one takes the trouble to look for it. Of course, Duke Ellington must be represented in any anthological program as this, and here is his contribution. A beautifully arranged blues, in which we hear more especially from the Duke himself on piano, Cootie Williams trumpet, and Barney Bigard clarinet. Here are Duke Ellington and his orchestra in Subtle Lament. Now, at the moment, the boogie-woogie style of piano playing is enjoying somewhat of a vogue in America, and here's a record by one of the present premier exponents of the art. We present Pete Johnson playing his own concoction, Let 'em Jump. Still on the subject of the boogie-woogie, many bands such as Tommy Dorsey's and Bob Crosby's have orchestrated such numbers and endeavoured to put them over. But their efforts have resulted only in a feeling of woodenness and lack of fire. But now, Wingy Minone has had a smack at it and, in his carefree manner, has caught the spirit of the thing much better. This record, one of quite a number which Wingy made a few months ago, comes from a first session, we believe, at which the leader has used coloured men. We have solos from Chew Berry, tenor sax, and Buster Bailey, clarinet, whilst the leader contributes his usual good New Orleans trumpet and a vocal of his own invention. So let's listen to Wingy Minone and his orchestra in their version of Boogie Woogie.
Rocking to and fro, put you in a trance. joint boogie woogie dance. Yeah, dance. Now you grab your gal, swing on down. You hold her tight, then you mess around. Got the boogie woogie, boogie chuggy woogie, man, yeah. All turn the boogie woogie, boogie woogie woogie dance. Got two steps left and four steps right. Party boogie is a sight. I'm doing the boogie woogie, chuggy woogie, man. I'm doing the boogie woogie, boogie woogie, chuggy dance. Come here, boy, and play it. Yes, yes. Play it so good. You got it too, boy. Go on out there.
Of the other numbers recorded by Winging at these recent sessions, one of the best is an item in which we recognise an old friend recorded by Winging more than 10 years ago under the name of Tar Paper Stomp, and which he claims is the original of the new hit tune In the Mood. In this record he calls it Jumpy Nerves. So Winging Minone trumpet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Chewberry tenor sax, we give you Winging Minone and his orchestra, who are just full of jumpy nerves. After a long absence from the consciousness of the jazz world, the old-time pianist Jelly Roll Morton was eventually rediscovered After a much longer absence from the recording studios, he has now once again collected one of his famous pickup bands and put on wax some traditional New Orleans tunes. One of these is the New Orleans Funeral March, the vehicle in which the parson and congregation extolled the virtues and vices of the dead man on the way to the graveyard and back. Rather much space is allotted to atmosphere, but the band is a thoroughly good time, and as well as wonderful New Orleans ensembles, we hear distinctive work from Sidney Bechet, soprano sax, and Sidney de Paris, trumpet. Here are Jelly Roll Morton's New Orleans Jazzmen asking, "Oh, didn't he ramble?"
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. If the women don't get you, the liquor must.
And here's another traditional number I thought I heard Buddy Bolden say. Now, Buddy Bolden was the fabled trumpeter who passed out of jazz long before the Great War and whose playing was reported to be audible 2 miles away on a clear night. In this record, we hear a vocal from Jelly Roll Morton, Sidney Bechet soprano sax, Claude Jones trombone, Sidney de Paris trumpet, and Albert Nicholas clarinet. Let's hear Jelly Roll Morton's New Orleans Jazzmen in I Thought I Heard Buddy Bolden Say.
Thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, "You nasty but you dirty, take it away. You're terrible. You're awful. Take it away." I thought I heard him say, I thought I heard the Buddy Bolden shout, "Open up that window and let that bad air out. open up that window and let that foul air out. Yes, I thought I heard Buddy Bolden say.
Here we have the trumpeter Frank Newton leading a rhythm section. Now the bass player is John Williams, the drummer Sidney Catlett. We have solos from Frank Newton trumpet, Albert Ammons piano and Teddy Bunn guitar. Presenting the Frank Newton Quintet improvising in Daybreak Blues.
Thank you.
now we come to the tidbit of the program, Muggsy Spanier's Little Jazz Band, which managed to exist for 8 months during the last year, playing nothing but uncompromising jazz. Now, this little group, more than any other combination for the last 8 years, proved that true jazz can and does still exist under the normal conditions of the time. First, we shall hear the outfit as Muggsy originally formed it. The key men from whom we will hear are Ray McKinstry, tenor sax, George Zack, piano, Muggsy Spanier, trumpet, Rod Cliss, clarinet, and George Bruni's trombone. We give you Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band in Big Butter and Egg Man. Here's another number by the same outfit, Rod Cliss clarinet and George Bruni's trombone, Ray McKinstry tenor sax, Muggsy Spanier trumpet and George Zack piano, Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band rendering Someday Sweetheart. Thank you. After about 6 months in Chicago, where it originated, Muggsy's band went to New York and underwent some changes on the way. The main ones, however, were for the better, especially when Joe Bushkin came in on piano. When we say that the records far transcended even those made by the band at the previous session, it'll be realized that the outfit had come to mean something. Here's a recording which follows the routine of King Oliver's disc of Dippermouth Blues, later retitled Sugarfoot Stomp. Rod Kless follows the line of Johnny Dodd's classic clarinet solos. Joe Bushkin turns on some excellent piano, and Muggsy Spanier's cornet playing is nothing less than sublime. The ensemble work and intuition of the whole band is amazing. Here is Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band with their version of Dippermouth Blues. We conclude with another number from this amazing little group. The vocal is by the trombonist George Brunies. Once again, Muggsy Spanier gives us some superb trumpet playing, and Joe Bushkin contributes a notable piano solo. But the feature of the record is the positive assurance and virtuosity of the musicians in their ensemble work, seldom if ever since the classic period and the golden age of jazz have the wonderful New Orleans ensembles of this combination been equaled. We present Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band in I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate.
lucky. Now she says she likes jelly on a plate. My mama wanted to know last night, while the boy see the kid so nice. Every boy in my neighborhood, now I knew she could see me and it's understood. I may be late, but I'll be up Tuesday when I can shimmy like my sister Kate. I'm shouting, shimmy like my sister Kate, oh boy.
That concludes our program of latest releases from America.